This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the India AI Impact Expo at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi also visited different stalls at the expo. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad were also present on the occasion. The India AI Impact Expo 2026 has been held till 20th February alongside the India AI Impact Summit at Bharat Mandapam. The expo will serve as a national demonstration of AI in action, where policy meets practice, innovation meets scale, and technology meets the everyday citizen. Spread across 10 arenas covering more than 70,000 square meters, the expo has brought together global technology firms, startups, academia and research institutions, union ministries, state governments and international partners. Earlier, the India AI Impact Summit 2026 began in the national capital today. It is the first ever global artificial intelligence AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The five-day summit positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks and scalable solutions for public good. Over 100 countries have been invited to take part in the summit and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. On commencement of the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, emphasized that the occasion is a proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said, India's rapidly expanding creator economy has been powered by the country's strong digital infrastructure and skilled population. The minister was speaking during the session on the official satellite event of the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. He urged everyone to take the responsibility for making sure that the new technology is strengthening the trust between the institutions.
All of us will have to take the responsibility for making sure that the new technology is strengthening the trust rather than belittling it, reducing it, creating that breakup between different institutions without creating the alternative. There will have to be a technical and legal solution. I have interacted with ministers from more than 20 countries on this. Every one of them believes that time has come when the society has to look at it with a fresh, in a totally new way. The construct of freedom of speech has to be with responsibility on the person who is speaking.
Addressing the AI for Education session, Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Jitin Prasad said that organizing AI Impact Summit in India is a matter of great pride. President Draupadi Murmu today said that efforts should be made to preserve and promote old Chiki script of Santhali language. Addressing the centenary celebrations of old Chiki script in New Delhi, President Murmu said, "Old Chiki is a powerful introduction to the Santhali community." She said it also serves as a means of establishing unity within the Santhali community. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasised that indigenous development of critical technologies is essential to ensure national security and strategic autonomy. The minister stated this while interacting with scientists and officials at the Gas Turbine Research Establishment of the Defence Research and Development Organisation in Bengaluru today. Referring to Operation Sindoor, the defence minister noted the armed forces had demonstrated growing self-reliance and defence capabilities with the use of indigenous communication system, surveillance equipment and weapons. India's wholesale inflation showed a moderate rise in January this year. According to data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the annual rate of inflation based on the wholesale price index, WPI, stood at 1.81% in the previous month. In the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England defeated Italy by 24 runs in a Group C match at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Chasing the target of 203 runs set by England, Italy were all out for 178 for 20 overs. Early Afghanistan pulled off a 5-wicket victory over the United Arab Emirates UAE in a Group D clash to register the first win of the tournament at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Group B match between Australia and host Sri Lanka has begun at the Pallakkale International Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.